Back here in Pittsburgh, Bowling Green defeats Duquesne tonight by a final score of 78-70. Time now to visit with head coach Michael Huger in our Wood County Hospital postgame show. And coach, 12-0 runs to close out games are pretty satisfying.
No, it's definitely satisfying, man. It was a lot of fun to get out there and coach those guys and watch how hard they worked, how hard they played against each other, how hard they competed, kept the biggest thing, they held each other accountable. And that's something that we've been working on. Those guys did a great job of holding each other accountable, and that was fun to see.
You told me something about Samari Curtis. He was a pretty good passer. We saw that tonight, huh?
I definitely saw it tonight. Just his vision. He has NBA vision. He makes great passes, great decisions. Guys were able to catch his passes and finish around the rim. He should have had a couple more assists. We missed some dunks and different things like that, but he did a great job distributing the ball as well as scoring. So, you know, now come expectations. When you see it, and you know you see it every day in practice, and now you see it in a game, now he has to bring that same mentality every game.
How about Samari's three to give you the lead with just under a minute to go? That was maybe the momentum play of the game.
It definitely was. He was in rhythm. I've seen that shot a million times in practice. He came off the ball screen shoulder to shoulder, did a real good job of setting his man up, and came off hot, and that was good. It was a great shot and a knockdown. So I'm excited to watch this game and kind of pick it apart and see what we need to do to improve.
Well, one thing that gets lost in that 14-4 run and then 12-0 run down the stretch, Leon Ayers got in a groove for them, got to the line, and then hit a three. But then on back-to-back trips, Josiah trips him up. He forced him out of bounds on a catch and took a charge. If Ayers kept going there, you may not have been within striking range. Those were two huge defensive plays.
The biggest thing is the way Josiah can put pressure on the ball. He's our best defender, on-ball defender, our best guard defender. He works extremely hard at it, rebounds the ball well. You know, every minute that he gets, he earns, you know, and he does a great job. And he was able to score tonight as well. He hit a big three also on the left wing. Big three. We needed that in transition. I mean, it was a great team win. Everybody contributed and contributed in a big way.
Caden Matheny back kind of in his home area. And I thought tonight he clearly wanted to put on a show, but he played within himself and had a good shooting night, making 3 out of 5 from three. Talk about his play tonight.
He had a really good night. Half the people in the crowd are his people. He's about an hour away in Morgantown, West Virginia from here. So, you know, just to see him go out there and have fun and enjoyed the game and just played it the right way, was able to get into a rhythm and knock down some threes. You know, tonight we shot a great percentage from three, 52%, 9 for 17. That's more like it. I'll take that any day of the week. But we took really good ones, and that was the difference. I told you earlier that I wasn't too worried about that. I thought it would start to fall once these guys get into a better rhythm, and we have. So hopefully this will continue in our next game, whoever we play next.
Well, you know, Joe Reese was 14 of 26 at the line on the season, coach, before he knocks down both ends of a 1-1 and then two more later. I guess he just needs that pressure.
He knocks him down in practice, so that's where my frustration comes in at. He'll knock him down in practice and then get in the game and miss a couple. I'm like, come on, just like practice, man, just like practice. And he was able to knock down some big ones down the stretch, got a big tip in for us down the stretch. I mean, he was huge tonight, 12 rebounds, a double-double, and that's what you want out of, you know, Daquan and Joe. They got to bring that energy every day.
Coach, speaking of a team win, Matisse plays 12, 13 minutes tonight, makes a couple of threes. Nice to have him to really bolster your rotation.
It's definitely great to have Matisse back. He's so smart, crafty around the basket. Once he get his real legs under him, he'll be much better around the basket and finishing around the basket. He does a great job of communicating, but he still, you know, hasn't played in a year. And so that's the thing right now, is just trying to get him back into basketball shape.
Coach, final thing, we talked about the need to control the defensive glass tonight as Duquesne was near the top 50 in the nation in offensive rebounds. You limited them tonight to just 11 and only 13 second chance points. That was pretty good work.
Real good work. They had 6 at halftime and they only had 3 in the second half. So our guys did a real good job of cleaning that up. We talked about that. That was something you and I spoke about, but I also spoke with the team about that in depth, that we have to be better. We're much better than what we're showing right now on the defensive glass. So we got to pick it up, and they did a great job tonight. My biggest thing now is carryover. Don't get too happy. The season is still early. We can celebrate this one, have fun, a great bus ride back, but now it's back to work right after that, and, you know, it's another challenge the next game we play.
Yeah, the Oakland Golden Grizzlies are pretty good, and they'll be coming in next Tuesday. Coach, appreciate your time. Great win tonight.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons win here at Duquesne tonight, 78-70.